Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين Once again, we welcome our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. It is this auspicious and blessed month of Rabi'ul Akhir, in which we are celebrating the anniversary and the Urs Mubarak of Sultan al-Baghdad, Huzur Ghauz-e Azam Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in today's episode and program, we are going to be listening about the attacks of the devil of Shaytan upon Ghauz-e Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And how did our Ghauz-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali protect himself from the waswasas and from the deception of Shaytan itself? Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, dear viewers, there are so many Madani pearls that we are going to be learning in today's episode and program. Please stay locked and tuned with Madani Channel until the end of today's program, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. As usual, we will commence with a beautiful manqabat in the praises of Sultan al-Baghdad, Huzuri Ghauz-e Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. So, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, as we do know the famous hadith, عِنَّ ذِكْرِ صَالِحِينَ تَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ, that whenever you mention the name of the pious predecessors, whenever they mentioning takes place, Allah's rahmat, Allah's karam and mercy descends upon that gathering and place. Subhanallah. And yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when this is just the mentioning of the names, then what can be said about the place where they are buried themselves? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, people from throughout the globe have gathered today and for the last many days, from the first of this month until the 11th and almost till the end of the month, people will be in the city of Baghdad-e-Mu'alla visiting various shrines and mazarat of awliya and salihin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the sultan and the leader of all the awliya and salihin. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us proximity and closeness to Sultan al-Baghdad, Ghauz-e-Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. What a beautiful manqabat that has been penned by Hazrat Sayyidina Jamili Qadiri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, a very famous devotee of Ghauz-ul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, will be honored to listen to a few couplets of this beautiful, magnificent and rejuvenating kalam. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, when we do return, we are going to be speaking about the attacks of Shaitan. How can a person avoid these waswasas, these whispers of the devil? And how did Ghauz-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali avoid the waswasas of the Shaitan itself? Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, it's going to be a very interesting one. Stay locked in tune with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوث اعظم کا، قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوث اعظم کا، خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا۔ عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو، عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو، تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث اعظم کا، تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا غوث اعظم کا۔ ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا، فرشتوں روکتے ہو کیوں مجھے جنت میں جانے سے، فرشتوں روکتے کیوں ہو مجھے جنت میں جانے سے، یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا غوث اعظم کا، یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا غوث اعظم کا، خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا۔ لحد میں جب فرشتے مجھ سے پوچھیں گے تو کہہ دوں گا، لحد میں جب فرشتے مجھ سے پوچھیں گے تو کہہ دوں گا، طریقہ قادری ہوں نام لیوا غوث اعظم کا، طریقہ قادری ہوں نام لیوا غوث اعظم کا، خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا۔ لعاب اپنا چٹا یا احمد مختار نے ان کو، لعاب اپنا چٹا یا احمد مختار نے ان کو، تو پھر کیسے نہ ہوتا بول بالا غوث اعظم کا، تو پھر کیسے نہ ہوتا بول بالا غوث اعظم کا، خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا۔ ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ Respected viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Subhanallah, this was the beautiful manqabat penned by Jamil Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali in the love and devotion of Sarkari Baghdad, the Ghousi Azam Abdul Qadir Al Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Without any doubt, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Kareem has made him the Sultan Jihan, the Grey Falcon, the leader, the peer of all peers, the mentor of all mentors, the beloved Ghous of Baghdad, the one whose Mubarak and blessed feet is upon the shoulder of every Wali, who is none other than Ghousi Azam Abdul Qadir Al Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Subhanallah, subhanallah, today and for the last many days we are in every program of Madani channel. Within 24/7 you are listening to the blessings and the virtues and the کرامات اینڈ دا بلیسڈ بایوگرافی آف سرکار بغداد غوث اعظم عبد القادر الجیلانی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. لک ایٹ دا مقام اینڈ دا لوفٹی اسٹیشن وچ اللہ کریم ہیز بسٹوڈ اپون غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. سبحان اللہ. بیفور وی گو اینی فردر ان ٹو آور ڈسکشن ود ریگارڈس ٹو ہاؤ ڈڈ غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ پروٹیکٹ ہمسیلف اینڈ ڈیفینڈ ہمسیلف فرام دیز ٹرکس اینڈ ٹریپس اینڈ وسوسز آف دا ڈیول, ون ویری بیوٹیفل حدیث آئی وڈ لائک ٹو پریزنٹ بیفور وی گو اینی فردر ان ٹو آور ڈسکشن سو دیٹ یو اینڈ آئی ہیو این آئیڈیا آف ہو از ابلیس اینڈ شیطان, واٹ از ہز جاب. دی آر نیومرس احادیث ڈیئر ویورز, وی ہیو ہرڈ اباؤٹ دی احادیث and narrations in Sahih al-Bukhari, in Muslim, the ahadith which are muttafaqun alayhi, they are provided in Bukhari and in Muslim Sharif. For example, the famous hadith when the devil Shaitan places his throne upon the ocean and all his chamchas and all his shayateen that work for the devil gather around him, and Shaitan then listens to what they have done for the day, and they all would try in their own way to impress the devil Shaitan, Iblis himself. And Shaitan would get very happy and excited to hear about the Shaitan who able to trick a child and not send him to the madrasa, not allow for the child to reach the madrasa. And Shaitan would wake up from his throne and embrace and hug that particular Shaitan. Other Shayateen would cause discord and fights and arguments between spouses, between business partners, making others drink sharab and alcohol, making others indulge in various other types of sins. But Shaitan would get extremely happy when the other shayateen, Allahu Akbar, would cause a child not to reach the madrasa, to be far away from ilm-e-deen. Allahu Akbar. How Shaitan will attack the abideen, those who excessively worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as compared to the ulama and the scholars, dear viewers. Shaitan has so many tricks. However, Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, now listen to this beautiful hadith, he says, indeed, when Iblis was discarded to the earth, he said, oh my Lord, you have sent me down to the earth and made me accursed. This was when he did not bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, he was doomed, dear viewers. So he says, oh Allah, I am being sent to the earth, but grant me some accommodation. Allahu Akbar. The hadith further states, Allah Kareem said to him, it is the twilight. He asked, grant me an office. Allah Azza wa Jalla replied, it is the markets and the street mobs. He asked, provide me with food, O Allah. Since you will send me to the earth, provide me with food. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the food on which Allah's name is not recited will be your food. Shaitan then asked, provide me with drink. Allah Azza wa Jalla then replied, all the alcoholic beverages is your drink. Shaitan then asked, give me an announcer. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Shaitan, it is the musical instruments. Shaitan then said, grant me a revelation. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said to him, it is poetry. Shaitan then asked, make me a book. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, it is tattoos, engravings on the bodies that people do, dear viewers. Shaitan then said, give me a messenger of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, they are the soothsayers. They are your messengers. He then asked, grant me a trap with which I will grab the people. I will trap the people. He asked for this respite until the final hour, dear viewers. Allah Kareem has lengthened his lifespan. And at the end, when he asked for a trap, that I have got my accommodation, I have got other things that you have granted me, from food to drinks and all of that. Now I need a trap so that I could entrap people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says to Shaitan, they are women. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is what Shaitan would do. These are the places where he would live. And we all have Shayateen with us. We have a hidden Shaitan which is inside us, which is the carnal desires, the nafs, which only suggests evil to a person. And then we have the open enemy. And the Quran has declared him as an open enemy. And he is Shaitan, Iblis. He does not want any one of us to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He doesn't become happy with you and I when we perform our salah, when we seek forgiveness from our parents, when we perform virtuous deeds. He burns because his try and his koshish is that you and I may be misled. And he will continue to do this until our souls are in our bodies. And when he took this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you have given me respite until that day and hour, I will continue to attack people. I will attack them from the front, from behind, from the right, from the left, from above, from beneath, and you will find many of them ungrateful. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan circulates in our body like blood, dear viewers. There are numerous ahadith that explain to us how Shaitan plays his traps and his tricks. But today we are going to learn about how Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali saved himself from the tricks and from the traps of Shaitan. Subhanallah. Firstly, dear viewers of Madini channel, we should understand this beautiful couplet which he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, had recited. These words are articulated from the blessed tongue of Sarkari Baghdad, Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Saqani al-hubbuka sa'ati al-wisali faqultu li khamrati nahwi ta'ali. This beautiful qasida. Along in this qasida, there is a couplet. Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali then says, darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu qutban wa niltu sa'da min mawla al-mawali. Allahu Akbar. He states, I studied direct knowledge until I became a qutb. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I achieved the stations of felicity. He attained the station of qutbiyyat. Highest maqam, dear viewers of Madini channel. But see what he says, I studied direct ilm and knowledge until I became a qutb by the grace of Allah azza wa jalla. Waniltu sa'ada. Waniltu sa'ada. He used the word sa'ada, and this is the sa'adat and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Before we further understand this, Imam al-Akbar, Qutb al-Irshad, ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in his poetry, Allahu Akbar, look at how he describes the maqam of Ghawse Pak. He says,
tujhse aur dahar ke aqtab se nisbat kaisi, tujhse aur dahar ke aqtab se nisbat kaisi, qutb khud kaun hai khadim tera chela tera, qutb khud kaun hai khadim tera chela tera.
There is no similarity between you and the aqtab of the time, O Ghawse Pak, because every qutb is your servant and your subservient. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How many different levels there are? Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is made the sultan of all the awliyas. Jo wali qabl the, ya baad huwe, ya honge, sab adab rakhte hai dil mein mere aqa tera. Subhanallah. Acha, what we have understood from this verse is that Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali attained the station of qutbiyyat. But look at, he says, how he says, I have attained this through studying and through learning and acquiring ilm-e-deen, but it was still the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He did not take the credit and say that it is only through ilm and knowledge he attained that maqam. He says, وَنِلْتُ سَعْدَ مِمْ مَوْلَى الْمَوَالِي. Allahu Akbar. He says, I studied direct knowledge until I became a kutub, and by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I achieved these stations. It is by the grace and by the mercy of Allah. What we have understood, Ghawse Pak is firstly teaching us that do not have pride over your ilm and knowledge. Do not boast about the ilm and knowledge which Allah has granted you and bestowed upon you. Allahu Akbar. Because if it is not the will of Allah, if it is not the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can be deprived of this ilm and knowledge, dear viewers. This felicity, this amount of knowledge and ilm. So the reason of this achievement depends entirely on the divine grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The first station of reality, yani irfan, is knowledge. And knowledge refers to the knowledge of worship and its etiquettes. And it is not possible without mastering the sciences of fiqh, hadith and tafsir. When you would learn all of this, you will learn the way of ibadat. You would learn how to please Allah, how to worship Allah, how to perform wudu and ghusl. This knowledge will aid and help you how to attain perfection in salah. Yani if you don't have wudu, ghusl, tahara, if your satri awra isn't covered, so on and so forth, how would you know how to stand for salah? How it is observed, how it is recited and read? So subhanallah, this knowledge will allow for you to reach the musalla. And after you reach the carpet place, the mat, the prayer mat, subhanallah. Now it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will grant you. When you keep on putting in efforts to attain that maqam. Now see how Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has attained all uloom and knowledge and ilm. In Bahjatul Asrar, Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala then says, once I was traveling in the wildness of the scorching summer heat. Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala was extremely thirsty. When suddenly a cloud appeared and raindrops began to fall. Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala opened his mouth facing the skies and took in some raindrops. Allahu Akbar. So this quenched his thirst. Then suddenly a light appeared and a voice called out, "Oh Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord and I am very pleased with you. I now make the forbidden permissible for you and exempt you from all the faraid duties, all the obligatory duties and responsibilities." The Ghaus of his time thought for a while. That wahi revelation has ceased after Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how come is this new law? How is it possible for this to be said to me? He instantly read aloud, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah azza wa jalla from the accursed devil." As soon as the Ghaus recited this, that light turned into darkness and the cursed devil disappeared. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala now hears another saying. Shaitan then says, "Oh Abdul Qadir, your knowledge has saved you from my deception. Your ilm saved you, your knowledge saved you." Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi again read, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah azza wa jalla from the cursed devil." And he said to the stone devil, "You want to mislead me again? You want to mislead me again? It was not enough for you to trick me for the first time, and the second trick again you are playing with me. Oh accursed devil, my knowledge did not save me, but my gracious Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla saved me." The stone devil said, "I have misled 70 awliya in this manner, O Abdul Qadir, but I failed to mislead you. I failed to trick you." He said this and then vanished from the place. Allahu Akbar. If it was somebody else who depended upon his ilm and knowledge rather than having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have certainly fell prey to the curse of the devil, dear viewers. But since Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali always had his concentration fixed on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore he never relied on his ilm and knowledge but on the divine grace of his sublime Lord Allah azza wa jalla. Therefore, the stone devil's second attack failed when he said that his knowledge saved him. At least he did not realize that Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala is Sayyidul Arifin. Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem has protected him in this way, dear viewers of Madini channel. So this was a beautiful event which teaches us that Shaitan, the devil, was not happy with the first attempt and he came for the second time to attack Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. And many of us are led by these traps of Shaitan. We are entangled in these traps when we boast about our ibadat. Shaitan puts it in our hearts to expose our virtuous deeds when we speak to others about what we have done during our Hajj season, what we have done during the month of Ramadan, how many Qur'ans we have recited, how much of ibadat we make. We end up revealing this. And this is the tricks of Shaitan. He wants for your salahs to be washed down the drain. He doesn't want you to attain the thawab and the reward for it, so he will place ostentation in your heart. He will place the pride in your heart for you to talk about your ibadat. And many of us these days here, we fall for this trap, dear viewers. That is why Mufti Azamin rahmatullahi ta'ala states in his poetry, "Nafs-e badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi. Nafs-e badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi. Amal-e nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya." Allahu Akbar, what a disaster upon my heart. My nafs has broken this qiyamah and brought about this qiyamah upon my heart. Most severe moments upon my heart. When? That I performed virtuous deeds, but my nafs did not allow for that to be hidden from the sight of the world. My nafs suggested to me that I should reveal this to the people. And that is why people fall prey for this dear viewers of Madini channel. Remember, a person cannot become pious without knowing the etiquettes of worship and correctly executing its fundamental duties of salah, of fast, of zakat, of hajj, nikah, divorce, and all the other rules and regulations stipulated by the sacred sharia. It is incumbent on him to first know all these sciences before he can process the mystical reem. But dear viewers of Madini channel, remember, مَتَّخَذُ اللَّهُ وَلِيًّا جَاهِلًا. Allah does not choose an ignorant person as his wali. So ilm-e-din is first But we should not depend upon this ilm and knowledge, but rather everything that happens, happens through the will and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was tested in so many ways, dear viewers. Shaitan will come to us as well, Allahu Akbar, and he will place various types of waswasas and tricks in our hearts. So likewise, there are many other stories as well, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah, it is stated about Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that once a huge black serpent and snake appeared in the room. Allahu Akbar, coiling around his blessed body, hissing into his sleeves, around his body it wrapped itself. It continued to go into various parts of his body, around his neck, under his arms, on his legs. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not shake, did not move, and he continued with calmness, did not lose his focus. He continued his recitation calmly, fully absorbed in Allah's presence. Then the snake grew even larger, opened his jaws wide. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi continued his salah, and then the snake instantly vanished into smoke. It was nothing but a shaitan in the form of a jinn. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala is now looking at this jinn that has huge eyes. And it says to Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that I have tricked many people. I have frightened many people that were in salah in ibadat. And they ran abandoning their worship. But O Abdul Qadir, you stood very strong. You did not fear at all. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited ta'awudh and tasmiyah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. He recited ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. Some narrations mention he recited some verses of the Holy Quran Pak. And he cursed the devil and shaitan that was in the form of a jinn, dear viewers. And he states that many people before you were Muslim. Many people before you would get frightened, but you were absorbed in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that you did not fear even to the slightest. Subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madini channel, we are living in a world where these temptations of shaitan would never ever leave. Shaitan is here to mislead us. Shaitan is here to cause trouble and harm to us. Remember, wherever we are never going to be away from these devils and shaitans, because we are being tested, dear viewers. Faruqi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that shaitan has 9 offspring. 9 offspring. Let's listen to their names, dear viewers. Number 1, Zalitun. Number 2, Wasin. Number 3, Laqus. Number 4, A'wan. Number 5, Haffaf. Number 6, Murrah. Number 7, Mustawit. Number 8, Dasim. Number 9, Walhan. Allahu Akbar. These are the shayateen, the offspring of the devil. Zalitun is appointed at the marketplaces where he places his flag. Wasin is appointed to make people suffer unforeseen problems. His name is Wasin. Then is Laqus. He is appointed to the fire worshippers. Allahu Akbar. A'wan is appointed to the rulers. Haffaf is appointed to the alcoholics. Murra is appointed to those singing songs and playing musical instruments. Mustawit is appointed to spread rumors. It makes people believe and spread rumors, keeping them unaware of the truth. Dasim is appointed to the houses. Yani, if a person does not recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when stepping in his house, or does not make salam after he has entered, then this shaitan curses his family. Allahu Akbar. This shaitan causes family discords, even causing divorce or physical assault, dear viewers of Madini channel. And this is what happening, because when we enter our homes, we forget to make salam. This was the first bayan of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he entered Madinatul Munawwara. Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am. Spread salam and feed others, subhanallah. Wasallu bil layli wan nasu niyam. And then perform salah at night when others are sleeping. Watadkhulul jannata bi salam. And you will enter Jannah in peace. Subhanallah. What a beautiful advice, because salam spreads love and muhabba. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi shown us how to avoid the tricks of the devil. Do not rely upon your own abilities, upon the ilm which Allah has bestowed upon you. Everything happens through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Do not depend on what you have, but rather place your trust and your reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will try very hard for you not to wake up for salah. But Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh fought the devil and shaitan to such an extent. There are riwayat, there are narrations that mention he performed his Salatul Fajr for 40 years with the wudu of his Isha Salah. For 15 years, every night he would complete one Quran Pak, thousands of nawafil, optional worshipping. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, do you think this was easy to perform? The first step to this is mujahada, to struggle and thrive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To first kill the inner desires, to kill your nafs, nafsi ammara. If you will be able to murder and to kill this and get full control over this, then instead that nafs will become your servant and subservient to you. You would not become subservient to your own carnal desires. If we can fight our inner shaitan, it will become easier to find the main shaitan. To fight him, to combat against him, and to win inshallah azza wa jalla. Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to follow in the footsteps of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allah Kareem grant us enthusiasm and love like Sarkari Baghdad Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Put your hopes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today repent in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, and inshallah you will see a major difference in your life. Until the next episode, dear viewers, keep receiving khair and barakah in this month of Rabi'ul Akhir, and keep reciting the manaqib of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as well as recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance when hearts were lost in darkest skies. When hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise. Beacon of guidance.